Hi, George.
Come in.
Well, I have a few
accidents.
Odds and ends. We have an assistant director whom you know in the OMB named Dick Nathan. Who has been, yes, he wants to go over. He's been a fan of the welfare reform right from the beginning.
Sure.
And actually, he has never gotten along with Cap. Cap has no confidence in him at all.
Well,
he's a good, he's a bright fellow, and he's a good philosopher, but he isn't as good on buttoning things down and drives Cap up the wall. So we're not upset about it. Is a guy who's been in the OMB named Paul O'Neill. He's about 36 years old. He's a Californian. And he's bright as he can be and knowledgeable about these programs. He has been extremely good in working on all of these programs that have been developed. And we had his registration checked out through Malik and his group, and he's a Republican. So, isn't that nice? And we would like to go ahead with him. We think he's first class.
Sure.
Well, we try to get, we know it's important to get people who are good in those jobs, and we think that if he
good
has...
Good, loyal, and that's all. We have confidence in. That's fine.
I imagine he will do it, but we haven't really put that to him at all. I wanted to check that
he's
out.
He's at OMB now?
Yes, sir. He's now the director of... He's a GS-18, and he's a division director who we have promoted because he seemed to be so good and just outstanding as a young fellow, and he stands out as much. Ken Dam, who I went over his veto with.
The lawyer.
He's doing a fine job, and from all reports I've checked, defense and others. No, he's right fine where he is, and he's doing an important job. But I just thought that... No, he's in charge of our... He was Schlesinger's replacement for defense and international intelligence and all that. And remember, he was up at he's a lawyer. He was just marvelous up there at Camp David and checking through all these legal questions and is very sharp on all the international things. Incidentally, he speaks French and German fluently, so that any sojourn to Europe, he'd be a handy fellow to have around just from that standpoint. A second thing I just check with you, the leftover from that executive pay bill that at one time had Arthur Burns in it, cut all that out. The leftover has the addition of a pool, a flexible pool of level 4s and 5s for your use. It has the Treasury moves in it, and it has one relatively minor thing in the Justice Department. Now that actually, that is all set to go. And we're seeking, we're working with Treasury of whether they want to go as part of the package or just go independently to Ways and Means, which I think John sort of favored, which is all right with us. I think it's a question whether we should go forward with at least the pool of level 4s and 5s. We're not really pressed for those positions.
Don't do it.
And I think it would be unfortunate now.
Don't do it. They'll say the government is expanding the time. In fact, we ought to get into a more critical effect. We've done all this tremendous work with what we're just force, which we're always don't do it now. I thought the Treasury might handle theirs separately if they can. It may work out, but I wouldn't do anything myself right now.
Well, why don't we drop the justice one as a minor thing?
Drop the White House ones.
We'll drop all, and we'll drop these White House ones. And suppose I tell John that to let him feel that for himself. And
let him just feel what he thinks the traffic will bear and uses political pressure. It's just Treasury, if any work comes down, they have additional responsibilities or something like that.
Right. On the West Coast docks, we go up and down on that. They have settled one big issue. They came up to another and almost just yesterday. But we have grave doubts about whether Bridges really has gotten that local, gotten his situation under control and had a disappointment yesterday in that a special agreement had been made with the union for a ship to go from Hawaii to Vancouver and back and forth and back and forth with essential cargo. And the San Francisco local got the Vancouver local to refuse to unload that, even though they're not on strike. And that is a measure of the difficulties bridges are having. So we're sort of, not quite, but almost at the end of our rope on this thing. We do have reports by Jim Hodson that the spirit in the locals is more or less get it settled. And of course, there is the business of having taken all this, and you don't want to put them back and then have to go through it again. But we announced, I remember you and I talked about this, and you said to go ahead whenever it seemed appropriate. We have announced today here that Counts was going out at your request and was going to be personally involved in the negotiations. And we feel that he can get his sense of it tomorrow or the next day. But if it seems to be the way we now look at it, we would think that Taft-Hartley probably on Monday or so.
Why is it you gave a reason why the management proposed that?
Well, the management is proposed or is hesitant for three reasons. The first is that their experience is when people go back to work under these circumstances, they get full pay, but they don't work very hard. And they have tremendous costs, and they don't like that. Second reason is that they feel that they are making headway. And I would say if it was a normal bargaining situation, you wouldn't touch it because there is motion. They are gradually moving through these issues. And so it isn't as though it's just a stagnant situation. And from their own little point of view, they're getting someplace now and they'd have to start all over again. A third reason is that they have taken this economic warfare for almost 2.5 months, and that makes a dent in people. And it brings them to the point where they might make a settlement, and then they go back to work, and they have to sort of get conditioned all over again. And so they're hesitant on that score. And there are some other things there. This container issue has been very difficult to get settled, and they've got it settled, and this would upset it some more. And so that's why they're reserved on it. But I don't know what we can do if the union is out of control and they just can't settle. We've gone an awful long time on this, and it's very disruptive. More disruptive, I have the impression, to the farmers who are looking for these outlets than to anybody else. So that's where that is, and we'll have our ducks in a row. We'll get Counts' own interpretation. The union is not anxious to have him come in, but we feel as though he should be put in anyway.
Sure.
And then there will be the visibility of your concern about it and attention to it, and we feel as though it would be a mistake to just sort of wang in with Taft-Hartley, say, tomorrow, without having the visible mediation effort out there first. So anyway, one way or another, we feel as though by the time you go out there next weekend, Saturday, either through Taft-Hartley or some other way, they should be back to work. And so we have that in the back of our minds, too. So that's where that is.
Mm.
We have a real problem shaping up, and I hesitate to come to you with a problem and not a solution. But in this six-month pay clause for federal employees, I spent the last hour and a half with H.R. Gross's Republicans, and I think with the exception of one, Larry Hogan, who is on the resolution, we'll probably get them. But there is a report going around that you are supporting the October 1 date for the military increase in the Volunteer Armed Force bill to increase right during the freeze bill. And I said, well, I didn't know whether that was so or not. As far as I knew, it was not so, and there was no such signal. And I knew what we were, our play was to try to just ignore that issue. And until this vote took place in the Senate, as you know, the Cost of Living Council, John, and everybody is unanimous that we shouldn't allow that to go in during the free period.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, I would not support it. I mean, I don't know where that came from.
Well, Mill has written, and of course everybody's very tender about this.
He says we have to do it.
No, he doesn't want the bill to go back to committee. Now, there is a justice opinion that says the executive order on the wage price freeze would be overriding and we could just not pay it. Dan, all the lawyers that I've talked to think that, as Ken puts it, the idea of a previous executive order overriding a subsequent statute is very tough law. And so we question that. Clark McGregor has made the suggestion that if it were to be passed, then we could send a request to Congress to put through a thing saying it goes into effect November 14th or something like that. But I feel as though we're going to get smoked out on this and we'll have to have a position at some stage of the game. Probably it isn't wise to take one quite this soon, but that is an issue. Another thing that came up there in connection with the vote, and I think it shows the wisdom of saying directly that you will announce a month ahead of time what the thing will be, is the uncertainty about what kind of a program will follow the freeze. And I would guess my sense out of meeting with the congressmen and listening to their troubles over this vote is that as we meet with these different groups, and particularly after you meet with the congressional group on Friday, that there is going to be an effective program, and making that visible to the press and trying to highlight that point is probably an important thing to do.
Would you let's say tomorrow, or just off the top of your head, what do you think I ought to say to the press on that myself? I may have a chance to say it before Friday.
Okay.
In other words, the very strongest possible language, the program limiting, which will follow through on wages, prices, rents, or whatever we want to say.
Yeah. We made some responses to Buchanan, but we'll go over those, and particularly this off.
Well, I think, well, that's something you see. If I do something with the press on Thursday, because I have to make someone else on his actual work thing on Thursday, and I'll make some questions on this at the same time. But I can load it in very hard there. This is and then follow it up on Friday when I meet with the Congress. In other words, here twice.
Right. I think that
we've been insane, apparently we just
hard to get it through.
Yeah, but we'll try to get it to be the lead. That's what I need to try to get the language hard enough and colorful enough. I don't know. Maybe it will make it the lead.
Right.
There is going to be a follow-up program. God knows what it's going to be. Jeez. After you listen to all these people, it's a...
We had, I don't know whether Bob told you, we had the food at home component of the CPI for next month. And this, of course, is the reason we have assumed that this is all information prior to the freeze, but if that was a zero increase, both seasonally adjusted and non-adjusted, which is pretty good news for us. Also, I just heard that the second quarter GNP numbers have been revised up another $2 billion.
You remember you said they would?
Although the third quarter, their flash estimate is...
Oh, it's the second quarter.
Yeah.
No, second quarter.
Second quarter. This is the second time they've been revised up. They've been revised
instead of being 20.5, they're now up to
22.2.
Well, you remember you said 23 would be a big number, didn't you?
Their original estimate was 19.3 or something like that. So they're going up. Their third quarter flash estimate is 15 point something. And that reflects a low GNP deflator. They're estimating at 3.5%.
And then
the
price
more more real growth, I don't have any detail on it, but that's there. That,
how close is that?
Will not,
how close is that? Get you to the... Oh, no, we're not through with the report yet.
No, that, this is just this sort of flash thing they do that they don't publish at all. And,
but you say the second quarter, when will that be announced that it's been revised upward?
I'm not sure whether they'll announce this or not.
Well, they're not going to announce it at all.
They'll announce it, but whether they may wait until they announce the third quarter, which will be a month from now. They always give this early kind of idea to go to within the government, and then it leaks out.
Your confidence that it is up to them?
That they have given this revision, you know. But the third quarter was a little weak, and we could see that July was a little weak. I think August is coming in very strong, and
that's why
September
got
just got to be a hell of a good month.
So.
Oh, I don't see how it can miss, really. I think that the freeze and the import surcharge and all those things are helping us, and the psychology has been very well affected by all this. In working with these congressmen today, we go through all the reasons, and then I get through, and the biggest reason is, here's this program. It has tremendous support. The president's all out for it, and you got to support something the American people are supporting, and you got to support the president. And they sort of say, well, don't put this on the basis of just supporting the president. And I say, I don't see why not. This is the president's program, and he is all for it, and he expects you to support it. And
what basis do they want to put on the fact that they
want to wiggle around? And, but they'll come along, except for this one fellow. Well, those are my items.
Well, as a figure, my first we got to have what appears to be an effective follow-on program.
Right.
Now, that, my own guess about this whole man economic thing is way off, but I'm really curious to this. I'm convinced it's not working for you. And I'm convinced that actually, that all that's going to happen is, and I trust them right about this, is that by reason of doing these things, first of all, we will have accomplished something in the international field that needed to be done. Then that's good. But I think by reason of doing these things, that when it does work, we'll get a hell of a lot of credit for it. But I have a feeling, George, that the economy is a hell of a lot better than people think. I know that last unemployment figures were 6.1 and so forth, but we just started on unemployment for a while. But somewhere, I feel like the thing is working.
What do you think? I think it is. As I've said many times, I think our problem will be inflation next year. I think these numbers are coming in very well. They're pre-freeze numbers so far.
On inflation,
and I think that we'll get. I think the freeze is working. The
freeze aren't going up. Also, the freeze has had a good psychological effect in getting a hell of a lot of retailers to do what they should have been doing long before to compete a little. Don't you think so?
The psychology of people just raising their prices willy-nilly without thinking about it.
Just raise prices without thinking about it, that's right. And not competing. And you know, prices are raised, and interest rates because on the interest rates, is there anything we can do there? I mean, first, I have no damn confidence in bankers as a group. Okay? I sometimes express views about businessmen. Bankers are worse. They are the most unimaginably dull, selfish people in the world. Really, as a group. Residence now is an exception.
He's a director of
that. He was the follower. In fact, I thought the whole business group was good, but I thought Riston, you could tell why he's in the job he's in at the biggest bank world. But
Maury did a good job. Yeah,
Maury had that beautifully organized. That was a very good job. And Sam had hardly a good job today. Mark.
Oh, they didn't have much to say.
They didn't have much to say. But anyway, they love Sam, didn't they?
Yes, they do.
Not that cool. Anyway, the situation symbolic on interest rates that wouldn't hurt how to do it. I must say, do you think there's nothing?
There are things.
Let's be making sure that we, let me put it this way, let's just well understand. All the politics, believe me, is to give the banks a kick in the butt. All the politics, and lending institutions. Because there is one that is, there is absolutely, don't be concerned about the fact that I got friends that are bankers and insurance men and the rest. They are wrong, totally wrong. Just like, so
there are things that Fed can do, and aren't there just even to that? Particularly in consumer credit.
If the Fed could do something where it appeared we were doing just something which we could announce, again, it isn't, interest rates are coming, I guess down 0.8 or whatever it was. But anyway,
one thing that would be nice
if we could just announce something.
If we could persuade some of the big banks to lower their prime rate.
Gosh, yes.
And it might be, even if that were something that looked like it was in the cards, and then they could be brought down and kind of do it with some public flair to it.
My person for us to get together and we ask them and say, look, and nothing you could do frankly, just to scare the dog and say, look, interest rates may be controlled by the Congress. You know, they're thinking about their interest rates and profits. So why don't you come down, let the president talk to you, let him get a little credit for it, and lower your prime rate a little.
Wouldn't that be a helpful thing?
Will you look into that?
I will. I'll talk to John about it.
Yeah, John gets
that.
Okay,
about that. I think that the first thing I'll do is critical. This international monetary justice system, that's the big long-term deal, and that deserves our most